All right, now we're with Ipswich coach Kevin Fassett, as Ryan Nolan is checking in here, too, as I talk with Coach Fassett. Coach, congratulations. What an amazing game against Hamilton Wenham. And, man, what a way to end the season. I know your seniors are going to remember this one.
Yeah, no, it was a great game. And, you know, they give us their very best. And, you know, they came right at us. And our guys had to collect themselves and come back in the fourth quarter down by a couple scores and, you know, and be patient and come back. And I was proud of their effort.
Well, tell me about that. Actually, a quick game summary, if you could, Coach, because it looked like, you know, it was back and forth, and then we'll get down to that final minute.
Sure, yeah. I mean, we scored first, and they had two unanswered scores, you know, and one was on a 3rd and 12 on a trick play that was driving me nuts because we worked on it specifically multiple times, and they still hit it with a perfect execution. So, you know, going into the half, anytime you get up the score kind of late, that's tough, but the kids were able to rebound, and you know, we got the ball in the second half. And we're able to, you know, help move the game in our direction.
Well, did you, when you were down there late in the game, what was the strategy? I mean, the kids obviously play with confidence, and they must have felt like, okay, all we have to do is just do what we're supposed to do.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, down two scores in the fourth quarter was tough. So basically, we wanted to just make sure everyone stayed calm and play our game. The wind was a factor for most of the game, not so much fourth quarter. So you had to strategically base your game plan on that, just going one direction and kind of altering how teams ran their offense. And that fourth quarter, you know, once we scored, we knew we had to get a stop, and we ended up getting a nice interception from Justin Brum. And then, you know, frankly, there was 3 minutes left, and I was trying to take every second off the clock and score at the same time, which sometimes can be a little bit scary. But we were able to score with about 20 seconds left. I think it was 18 seconds, something like that left, to put us ahead. Cole Terry had a nice play, and, you know, methodically we moved right down the field that last drive.
So. All right, I'm going to post Phil Stacey's article with this interview, so I won't have to ask you about any more details. But, Coach, maybe a final quick thought about your seniors and on the season in general as you go unbeaten.
Yeah, no, it was really cool because it's been a very long time since this has happened. And just really proud of the way the game the right way. It was a different year with all the COVID restrictions, and I thought the kids did a great job following them and making good choices on and off the field. And just so proud of them, and I think our program took another, you know, big step in the right direction for the future.
All right, Coach, I know it's you're celebrating here. Maybe we can catch up on the season later on and take a quick long review. But in the meantime, congratulations and enjoy the weekend.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, and I appreciate everything you guys do for the kids.
Thank you, Kevin. Take care. Be well.
Bye-bye.
That is Ipswich High School football coach Kevin Fassett as the Tigers go 7-0.